This week's fatal ice shooting in Biddeford, Maine, has a Humboldt County connection. AJ is a student at Cal Poly Humboldt and also happens to be an organizer with 5051 Humboldt. That's a group known for staging public rallies and protests at the county courthouse in Eureka. Many of those protests have in part been in response to actions taken by federal DHS agents and ICE, which have led to the deaths of immigrants as well as others, like Renee Good and Alex Preddy earlier this year. Calling in from Maine, AJ explained over the phone that they woke up Monday morning to reports of a shooting only blocks away and headed straight to the scene. The shooting happened around 7:30 a.m. on Monday morning at the intersection of Poole and Hill Streets in Biddeford, Maine, according to local reports. The victim has since been identified as 26-year-old Juan Sebastian Guerrero, a Colombian national who was authorized to work in the state of Maine and had a Social Security number. AJ has already planned a vigil and protest in solidarity with Biddeford for Humboldt County. That rally took place at the county courthouse this evening, just a day after the incident in Maine. According to a statement released by DHS, ICE was conducting a targeted surveillance on the last known address of an immigrant who they say was issued a final order of removal. Upon seeing a man leave that residence and drive away, ICE officials have stated they attempted to conduct a vehicle stop, describing that car as attempting to flee the scene. DHS has since asserted that the agent fired multiple rounds, stating the officer shot at the moving vehicle, quote, fearing for public safety, unquote. Five shots can be heard in videos from the scene, and four bullet holes are visible in the driver's side windshield of the small white car. By Monday night, Maine Senator Angus King's office had clarified that, according to DHS, Guerrero was not actually the target of the investigation. Local protest organizer AJ was on scene as law enforcement officers were cleaning up the area and towing Guerrero's vehicle away.
They woke up this morning and there was a body of one of their neighbors lying in the street.
The agents involved were not wearing body cameras, according to DHS officials. AJ described a heavy law enforcement presence at the scene, including local Biddeford police, Maine State Police, and several ICE personnel who appeared not to be wearing uniforms, but instead were in civilian clothing.
There's a lot of local police because this also happened one or two streets away from the local police station. I saw local police, so Biddeford police, and then also a ton of state troopers, unidentified ICE.
AJ described first responders washing down the street with a hose following the decedent's car being loaded onto a tow truck. By early afternoon, video showed a protest that had grown, by AJ's estimate, to roughly 1,000 people at its peak, marching from Mechanics Park in Biddeford to Senator Susan Collins' office before returning to the intersection where Guerrero was killed.
They started at Mechanics Park and were rallying there and then marched over to Senator Susan Collins' office. She's not there. Marched over there and were protesting outside of that.
Okay.
And then marched back to the park.
Yeah.
I got to the scene around like 1:30.
AJ explained that people close to the Guerrero family indicated that the family did not want the vigil held at the site of the shooting.
They were expressing wishes of the family on their behalf. One of the wishes was that the candlelight vigil not be held at the location where he was killed, but to be held somewhere else, possibly at the park that the protest was at. The family apparently did not want a vigil to be held where he was killed.
For AJ, this moment carried some personal weight.
It's really crazy to, like, watch this still be happening. I mean, Not just that, my first big protest that I did with 5051 was Renee Good. And then less than a month later, we did it again for Alex Petty because he was shot by ICE. And we had vigils for that. That time between the morning emergency protest and the nighttime vigil is very crucial for organizers, especially when it's like this, where they have, you know, only 5, 6, 8 hours to prepare, sourcing the supplies, getting speakers, songs together, making sure that everything is compliant with the family's wishes.
Yeah.
All of that, you know, takes time and energy. And I know that all of the organizers are working very hard today to get together these actions and to make sure that the family is supported at this time.
As to the death of Guerrero in Biddeford, Maine, the Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General and the FBI are now leading the investigation. For KMUD News, I'm Ryan Hudson.